Okay, so today I'm speaking about dream. So what kind of dreams did you have when you were young? Please think about that and be ready to answer, because I'll pick some of you. What kind of dreams did you have when you were young? Okay, so Father George, you ready? What was your dream when you were young?
A lot.
A lot? So what?
I dreamt that I have a lot of wives.
You okay? You're confident to survive? To survive?
Just a dream.
Just a dream. Okay, so Molly, So what was your dream?
I love a boy.
So yes, so tell me, so what?
Just to finish my studies and get a job.
Get a job?
Yeah.
Wow, pretty simple.
Very simple, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Martin.
Me?
Yes. So, what was your dream?
To get a family.
To get a family?
One day. Yes.
One day.
And then I got it.
Yeah. So, your dreams can prove, right? Okay. So, what a happy man. Okay, so, Harrison, so what was your dream?
Chasing me.
Really?
Like, of course, to have a better life.
Better life. Yeah, it's simple and also very real. Yeah. Well, so when I was young, most Korean children would have the same dream to be president of Korea. But nowadays, no Korean children want to be president, because last 10 years already two Korean presidents were impeached. So nowadays, no one wants to be president. Yes. All right. Maybe you dreamed about your future job, like modeling, like some doctor, or teacher, or nurse, or basketball players. Maybe you dreamed about traveling somewhere special. Maybe you dreamed about having a happy family like Marty. Do you still have dreams today? I think we all need dreams. Dreams give us hope. Dreams help us to look beyond today and imagine what tomorrow could be. Today, the Bible introduces us to a young man who had a dream. His name was Joseph. Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob. He was the first son of Rachel, the wife Jacob loved very much. Jacob loved Joseph more than his other sons, and his brothers became very jealous of him. Then Joseph had some dreams. In his dream, his brothers bowed down before him. When Joseph told his brothers about these dreams, they became even more angry. They probably thought, who does Joseph think he is? But Joseph did not understand what the dream really meant. And then his life took a terrible turn. His brothers threw him into a pit and sold him as a slave. Think about Joseph. He had a dream from God, but everything seemed to to go wrong. The dream said one thing, but his life looked completely different. Have you ever experienced something like that? Maybe you have had a dream for your family, but things became difficult. Maybe you had a dream for your church, but the church became small. Maybe you hoped for a better future, but instead you faced disappointment. Sometimes we can wonder, where is God in all of this? Joseph probably had a moment like that too. But God had not forgotten Joseph. Many years later, Joseph became a powerful leader in Egypt. A great famine came and people from many places came to Egypt to buy food. Joseph's brothers also came and they stood before Joseph. They did not recognize him, but Joseph recognized them. These were the same brothers who had hurt him. And Joseph now had the power to punish them. He could have taken revenge, but instead, Joseph chose forgiveness and reconciliation. He cried, he told them who he was, and he welcomed them. The family that had been broken was beginning to come together again. Suddenly, Joseph's old dream made sense. His dream was not really about power. It was not about becoming more important than his brothers. It was about God's greater purpose. God used Joseph to save many lives during the famine. God also used Joseph to bring his broken family back together. This is one of the beautiful things about God's work. Sometimes we do not understand God's plan while we are living through it. Sometimes we only understand later. Joseph could not see the whole picture when he was in the pit. He could not see the whole picture when he was a slave. But God was working. And eventually the dream became part of God's greater purpose. So, what is your dream? What is your dream for your family? What is your dream for your community? And what is your dream for this church? I often think of these dreams as our mission. I also have a dream. My dream is to see a multicultural church. A church where people from different countries, different generations, and different backgrounds, different languages can come together. A church where nobody feels like an outsider. A church where we can sing together, pray together, laugh together, and worship God together. This is my dream. This is my mission. And I believe it is part of God's calling. So Sometimes this dream may look impossible. Our society can feel divided. People can become focused on differences. Churches can become smaller. And we may wonder, can we really build a different kind of church? But I believe we can continue to dream because we believe in God who can do what we cannot do. Nothing is impossible with God, and I believe that our church has another special dream. The dream of becoming more like a family. Because our community is relatively small, but we have a special opportunity. We can know each other more closely. We can notice when someone is missing. We can ask, "How are you?" We can celebrate when someone is happy. And when someone is going through a difficult time, we can stand beside them. Sometimes we think that being a small church is a weakness, but it can also be a great strength. A small community can build deep relationships. A small church can become a place where people truly know one another. Imagine a church where people know each other's name. A church where people care about each other's lives. A church where we laugh together, where we cry together, where we pray together, where we worship together. I believe this is possible for our church, Cedarum Caroline Springs United Church. And I believe we are already moving in this direction. We may be a small community, but we can have a big dream. We can show our local community what a church can be. Not simply a place where people come on Sunday, but a family of faith. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to dream. Joseph's dream seemed impossible at first, but God was working through his life. Let us not say we are too small. Let us not say it is impossible. Instead, let us say, what can God do through us? Our dream may also look small or impossible to us, but we do not know what God can do with it. And let us trust God with our future, because something small in our hands can become something great in God's hands. So keep dreaming, keep praying, keep trusting, and keep working together. Let us dream God's dream together. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for being with us in every season of life. Give our church a dream that comes from you. Help us to care for one another, welcome others, and build a strong family of faith. Use our community for your greater purpose. Give us courage to dream, faith to pray, and strength to follow you. Amen.